Let's open up to Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. And the sugya that we want to start now on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph really keeps moving and coming up throughout the sixth parak of Zvachim. And this is the sugya of Mizbeach. And we're going to start with Amar Rav. Let's see if we can find the Amar Rav. I guess it's about right smack in the middle of the Amud. If it helps, the first word in the line is Hamizbeach. Yeah? Amar Rav. Now, this statement of Rav is based on the following premise. And this is called Mizbeach Shenifgam Posel. So again, this is a long discussion, which B'li Nedr will have at some point, that the Mizbeach is made up of Avonim, and it has to be what's called Avonim Shlemos. They have to be complete, without any pgam. Amar Rav, Mizbeach Shenifgam, if there's a pegima in the Mizbeach that passes the Mizbeach, is Kol HaKodshim Shenishchetu Sham Psulim. In other words, he shechted a carbon, and then he finds out that there's no mizbeach, or the mizbeach is pogum. So that shechita passes the carbon. Why? So the Gemara is going to say that Rav derives this from a pasuk. Initially, Rav was not aware of which pasuk it was. That's called Mikra Hayabiyadenu Ushchachanunhu. We forgot it. And pretty soon down the line, the Gemara is going to come up with a pasuk. So let's just summarize. We have here, according to Rav, the following scenario. We have a bunch of kodshim in the Azara, and he shechts them. And Rav says that since at the moment that he shechted them, the Mizbeach was pogum, therefore the shechita itself is a shechita psula. Now, let's keep in mind, what would Rav say if the Mizbeach became pogum when the animal was still alive? So that's going to be the sugya later on of Rabbi Yochanan. I'll mention it now. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh Psulin. In other words, it doesn't have to be that the Kodshim was shechted at the time the Mizbeach was Pogum. Even if it wasn't shechted yet, and it became Pogum while it was still a live animal, still Psulin. But my commifically, what's the machlokus between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? Rav sover bali chayim enam nidachim, Rabbi Yochanan sover bali chayim nidachim. So Rabbi Yochanan therefore holds that even if the mizbeach became pogum while the animal was alive, and then they fixed the mizbeach, so at the time of the shechita the mizbeach was fine, nevertheless, we have a din of dichui, and therefore the behema is psul. Yes.
Could I ask a slightly technical question for a moment, but on the point? We're saying here that a person brought a korban, and the mizbeach is pasul.
Right.
So then the korban becomes pasul. According to this,
well, the machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan would be the following.
Yeah.
What you said is true according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the korban became pasul.
Oh, okay.
Rav says the korban right now is not pasul, but if he goes and he shechts it, and the mizbeach at the moment of shechita is pogum, then the shechita is psul and the korban is pasul.
Okay, now if pasul, I'm still sorting out a number of similar items in my mind, if you don't mind. So if a korban turned out to be treif, let's say just in the shechita or whatever, in the behema before the shechita, so then they have somewhere to throw it out, like a garbage pile. Okay. Now, and if it became a tamei, likewise, there's, I don't know, a tamei pile. Okay. Now the ikar here. So according to Rabbi Yochanan or Rav, in the case where it was already shechted, already brought up. So then there's another pile that's pasul.
Right.
And this is not necessarily tamei and not necessarily
a whole new category of psul,
which is shkita, but
perfect shkita. The carbon is not tamei. Nothing
it might be
but
the if it had some netter on it or something.
So we'll have to see. But basically, the principle is that if the shkita took place at a time when the mizbech was either pogum or there was no mizbech at all, then the carbon is possible. That's Rav Shita. Rabbi Yochanan goes even a step further, and he says if he was magdish the animal, and at the moment of the hakadosha, when he sanctified the animal for a carbon, at that point the mizbech was either gone or pogum, that carbon is possible from now until the end of time, even if you fix up the mizbech and then you do the shkita. Now the Gemara asks the following question. This you'll see. Again, we're going to skip the middle part of this sugya for the time being, which goes through the various yalfuses. But the Gemara asks a stira, a contradiction from one statement of Rav that we just had now to another statement of Rav. And that's, if you take a look, six lines up before the end of the Amud. So we're on Daf Nun Tesam and Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And one word up from the end. So the Gemara asks, "Omar Rav Gidol Amar Rav." There's a statement here again attributed to Rav. Mizbech shen nekar. If the mizbech was removed, maktirin ktores bimkomo. We could be maktir the ktores on that spot that was occupied by the mizbech, even though there's no mizbech there. So that means, again, this statement of Rav is referring to Ketores. The Ketores is where? In which Mizbeach? The Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach HaZahah. But the Gemara right now makes no distinction between the inner Mizbeach and the outer Mizbeach. And even in the Mizbeach HaChitzon, even if there's no Mizbeach, the Gemara assumes that Rav would allow to do the Avodos in the place of the Mizbeach. Just like he allows the Avodas HaKetores in the Heichal, even if there's no Mizbeach there, so too he would allow all the Avodos of Chutz, even in the absence of the Mizbeach. And according to Rav, it doesn't make sense, because Rav says that if there's no Mizbeach, or alternatively this Mizbeach is Pogum, all the Kodshim that was Shechted in the Azor at that time, it all became Psulim. In other words, any avoda that you want to do, you have to do it on top of the mizbeach. That's what Rav assumes, and you need a mizbeach kosher. So again, let's just try to understand. The Gemara is trying to reconcile two statements of Rav. On the one hand, Rav says if there's no mizbeach, then the shechita is a shechita psula. So kodshim that was shechted at the time when the mizbeach was either pogum or gone are posel. On the other hand, Rav Gidol says in the name of Rav that if the Mizbeach is gone, let's do the Akhtaras HaKhtaras on the place of the Mizbeach, even without the Mizbeach. And for that matter, the Mizbeach HaPnim HaChitzon, the same thing would apply. We can do all the Avodas even without the Mizbeach. So let's have it. Finally, Rav, take a stand on the following issue. Is there Avodas HaKarbonos without a Mizbeach, or is there not? So the Gemara answers the following. Kida'omar Rava. Now, Rava made a statement in a different context. We'll explain that in a minute. And the Gemara is using the same logic of Rava and applying it here in this context with regard to this so-called stira between two statements of Rava. So what was the original context in which Rava made this statement? He was talking about Rabbi Yehuda. And he said the following, Moda hoya Rabbi Yehuda bedamin. Okay, so let's talk about Rabbi Yehuda. I think we've discussed Rabbi Yehuda in the past. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Shlomo HaMelech was Makadesh the entire Azara, and he gave it the status of Kedushas Mizbeach, such that now you could be Makruf all. You remember that Shlomo HaMelech, according to Rabbi Yehuda, was overwhelmed by the myriad, the massive amount of. I didn't know whether to start without you or not.
I'm just a simple Jew.
Okay, so we started without you. So you remember Ben, that Shlomo Melch was in a bind because there were so many korbanos on that day when he dedicated the mizbeach that he couldn't fit it all on the mizbeach. So what did he do? So Shlomo Melch was mekadesh the ritzpah. He sanctified the ritzpah. Again, we had a problem because it seemed like David was mekadesh the ritzpah. But in any event, Shlomo Melch was mekadesh the ritzpah such that he could be makdir the korbanos on the azara, on the ritzpah's azara, anywhere in the azara. And often that means that you don't need a mizbeach faktoras hakorbanos, which is pretty way out. So Rava made one statement in qualifying Rabbi Yehuda. Don't take Rabbi Yehuda to the extreme, as if to say Rabbi Yehuda completely circumvents the need for a mizbeach, but rather moda hayu Rabbi Yehuda b'damim, that Rabbi Yehuda is moda that the zrikas hadam they actually did on the mizbeach itself. So again, there wasn't enough room on the mizbeach to do all the haktaros, which means the burning and you're putting the various parts of the korban on the eish. In the case of an ola, the whole thing goes up in smoke. But the actual zrika, that was done on the mizbeach itself. So you had plenty of room in the azara, because the whole azara was now sanctified with the kedushas mizbeach, so you could do everything except for one. What was the only thing you couldn't do on the ritzvah azara? The zrika itself. So zrikat adam would have to take place on the mizbeach, but there's plenty of room on the mizbeach to do 1,000 zrikos, and that's exactly what happened. Now, Rava made that statement in the context of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara now is copying and pasting Rava's statement onto Rav. Hachinami here too, Moda Rav Bidomin. When Rav says that even in the absence of a mizbeach, you could be makdir ktores, and for that matter, you could do other avodos in the place where the mizbeach once was, the place where which occupied the mizbeach originally, but now there's no mizbeach. But there's one exception, and that's domin. With regard to domin, the zrikas domin has to take place on the mizbeach. Now, if he went ahead and he shechted the carbon when there was no mizbeach, or the mizbeach was pogum, in such a case, that shechita could not culminate in a zrika. Why? Because there's no mizbeach. And that's going to passel the carbon. So it comes out like this. According to the, the overview of what we've learned so far, according to Rav, you can do avodos without a mizbeach, but not zrikas adam. Therefore, when there's no mizbeach, if he went ahead and he shefted a karbon, since that shechita doesn't lend itself to zrika, because there is no mizbeach to do the zrika on, so therefore the kodshim now become excluded from the process of hakrova, and once it's impossible to do hakrova because the mizbeach is possible, then we apply the din of dichui. Dichui means that even if later we fix up the mizbeach, but since at one point there was no possibility of doing the zrika, therefore the karma becomes possible. Okay. Now what I want you to do is fast forward for a moment to Samach Omer Aleph. And the Gemara there on Daf Samach Omer Aleph picks up this statement of Rava and repeats the statement of Rava. So again, this is just a word for word copy of what we saw on Daf Nun Tes. Omer Rava, right in the middle of the page, Moda Rabbi Yehuda B'Domin. Okay. Now I want to learn with you a Tosus. And one thing I've learned in life, be careful, be aware of the small Tosus. Those are the most dangerous ones. So here's a Tosus that's less than a line long. Moda Rabbi Yehuda B'Domin. Now, in order to appreciate Moda Rabbi Yehuda B'Domin, this Tosus, as I said, this sugya really, sort of like it's an underlying theme throughout this Perek Shishi. Let's fast forward for a minute. Don't lose the place in Tosa Daf Samach to Daf Samach Beis Amid Aleph. And we've seen this Gemara. Let's take a look at it one more time. So if you have Daf Samach Beis Amid Aleph without losing your place on Daf Samach Amid Aleph, take a look at the second line, or the wide lines, Tan Rabbanon. And this Brisa enumerates four elements that are absolutely critical in a mizbeach: Keren, Kevesh, Yesod, Viribua. All these four are ma'akvim. They are absolutely critical, and without them, the absence of any one of them, the mizbeach is possible. Okay, keep that in mind. Now let's turn back to Tosus on Daf Samach Omen Aleph. We're looking, if you count off from the bottom of Tosus on Samach Omen Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up from the bottom. Moder Rabbi Yehuda b'Damin, Tema, Ma'ikar Salka Daitoch Me'ikar. The Gemara in the Havamina thought that you're allowed to shech the karbonos and even be zorik the dam, according to the shita of Rav, and maybe before him, according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, without any mizbeach. And now the Gemara makes an about face and says, "Well, Rabbi Yehuda definitely requires a mizbeach as far as rikas hadam is concerned." So Tos says, "Tema, I don't understand. My kasal kadaitik meikara v'hakeren v'ribua." V'yisod ma'akvim. Tosus here makes reference to the Gemara later on in Daf Samach Beis. And in this case, if you don't have a mizbeach, then all these elements are missing. Then obviously, there's no way you could be zorik the dam. How can you be zorik the dam? I mean, you don't have chronos. You don't have yisod. You don't have ribua. You have nothing. Now, I'm not sure if I understand this Tosus. What is Tosus exactly asking? The Gemara has a Havamina that, according to Rav, let's even go back to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Shlomo HaMelech was Makadish the Ritzpas HaZorah in such a way that you could be Makdir on the Ritzpas HaZorah. And the answer is that the HaZorah itself can be sanctified with a Kedushas Mizbeach. And obviously Rav holds you don't need a Mizbeach, and you can go ahead and do the all the Avodos without a Mizbeach. The Gemara backtracks and says, according to Rava, Rav never meant to say that you can do all the Avodos without a Mizbeach. In the absence of Mizbeach, you can do some things, but you can't do Zrika. So what did Tosfos understand here from the Halacha that Keren Ribua Yisoda Ma'akvim? Of course they're Ma'akvim, that's fine. But we're learning here in Rav that you could be makar v'karbon without a mizbeach. Just simply all you need is the makom of a mizbeach. So you remove the mizbeach, you have the place which was sanctified as a mizbeach, that has kedushas mizbeach, and therefore you can do the avod on that place. What's bothering Tosus? So I thought to myself, maybe Tosus means to ask that it's impossible. How could you do the avodas hakarbon without a mizbeach? You can't do any avodah without a mizbeach. All the avodah has to be done on the mizbeach or near the mizbeach. But I don't understand. I mean, if that's what Tos is bothered by, then even the maskana, the Gemara backtracks as far as Rikas Adam, but nevertheless the other avodahs he could do. There might be a problem with dichui, as we said. But let's say, for example, Akhtores Akhtores, Rav says you can do without a mizbeach. I mean, that's an avodah, and it doesn't need mizbeach. So what's Tosus saying? Well, you don't have Karen, you don't have Rebu, you don't have Yisod, you don't even have mizbeach at all. So if Tosus is yelling Chai V'Kayim, how can you do avodah without a mizbeach? Let him ask that question. Elo, what the answer to that question is that you could have a Kedushas Makom without a mizbeach. You don't need the physical mizbeach. Now, if that be the case, so what is Tosus asking? Elo, what? Tosus doesn't accept this premise that you can have a Kedushas Makom as if there were a Mizbeach when there is no Mizbeach. Tosus is unwilling to accept that. So why is Tosus asking his question on the Havamina? Tema, Maika Salka Daitach. What was the Havamina that you could even do Zrika Saddam without the Mizbeach? Tosus is asking, well, there is no mizbeach. So that's a kash you should ask even Lamaskana. Okay, let's say we're going to require a mizbeach for Zrika Saddam. But the other avodos don't require a mizbeach. So Tosus should yell and scream, well, how can you do the other avodos without a mizbeach? There's no place, I don't understand where to put this kash of Tosus. If Tosus is assuming there has to be a mizbeach, so that question is not a, that's not an objection to be raised on the Havamina, Maika Salka Daito, when the Gemara thought that Rav went as far as to allow all the Avodos in the place of the Mizbeach without the Mizbeach. So Tosas didn't have to attack the Kasal Kedaitach. I mean, I don't even understand Lamaskonak you do any Avodah without the Mizbeach. Eloa, Tosas understood that Rav is based on the halacha of the Makom of the Mizbeach. If you have the Makom of the Mizbeach, you don't have the physical Mizbeach, you can do the Avodah because the Makom is the Skadish Bekdushas Mizbeach. Now, if that be the case, so what's Tosas want from Keren Yisod and Kevesh? What is he pointing out over here? So I looked in the Nefesh Tova, and if you take a look in Chelek Gimel, which I think you have, of the Nefesh Tova, and here it's on page Ayin Aleph, which is Os Lamed Vav, he says the following. Bipshuto, it would seem, at the face of it, Bir Kushis Atosis, Heich Salkedaitach Sheyachal Lizrok, Al HaRitzpah, how can you do Zrika on the Ritzpah? You know, as if to say, all the other Avodos you can do on the Ritzpah, but how can you do Zrika on the Ritzpah? HaKeren Ribuav Yisod Ma'akvim. So all you have is the Ritzpah's Hazara. Let's just, for time being, we'll talk about the place where, in the Hazara, where the Mizbech used to be. And obviously, based on the Sugi Rabbi Yehuda and Shlomo Melech, it means even the area outside of the Mizbeach on the Azara. How can you do a Zrika without these elements that are critical? Well, you know, if that's your problem, how can you do any Avodah? And maybe that's what the Brisker Rav is asking here. He says, Hiksha Griz, Im Nefarish Kain Kushyosam, Ain't no move on. I don't understand. Madua Hikshu Chak Lisalkadaita the Gemara. Then according to the Havamina of the Gemara thought you could even do the Zrika on the Ritzpah. And Tosafot all of a sudden yells and screams. He objects. How can you do Zrika on the Ritzpah? You don't have the elements of the Mizbeach. You have no Mizbeach. Hare Laktora Nami. What about the Halacha of Aktora? For example, where did they do the Ktores? They did on the floor? Not that I know of. They did on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach HaPnimi. Okay, fine. Is Tikshe Gamla Maskana? Heich Makir Al HaRitzpah Ha Keren V'ribuvi Yisod Ma'akvin. So let's get to Aktora. Forget about the Ktoras. Let's talk about Aktoras HaImurim. In every carbon, we need Aktoras HaImurim. So you're going to do the Aktoras HaImurim where?
On the Mizbeach.
Well, there is no Mizbeach. I have news for you. So if there's no Mizbeach, you're going to do the Akhtar on the Ritzpah. That's exactly what Shlomo Melech did, according to Rabbi Yehuda. He did the Akhtar on the Ritzpah. So Tosafot should yell and scream, how can you do the Akhtar on the Ritzpah? You're lacking Keren, etc., meaning you don't have a Mizbeach. The answer has to be that the Makom that has Kedushas Mizbeach is enough even without the physical Mizbeach. If that be the case, then what's Tosus asking about the Havamina that you can do the Zrika Stam on the Ritzpah without the Mizbeach? Okay, so you don't have a Mizbeach, but you can do the Avodah. The whole cash of Tosus makes no sense. Let's see if we can turn to the next page and see what the Brisker Rav has to say. Ubir HaGriz Dal Kocher Ein Zu Kushas HaTosus Devevis Holo Kasha. Tosus wouldn't have any problem with the Avodos in the absence of the Mizbech. Mishum dekerev ribur v'yisod ma'akvim lizrika v'aktor al Mizbech. Avol ritzpah, please underline these words, shenis kadsha v'kdushas Mizbech. Lo boi l'chol elu. If you're talking about the ritzpah that was sanctified with the kedusha of Mizbech, then obviously the ritzpah replaces the Mizbech even though there is no Mizbech. And therefore, Tosus has no kasha. So again, Mimonavshah, let's just review where we're holding now. If Tosus understood very well that you could be Makadish the Ritzpah with Kedushas Mizbeach, then you don't need a Mizbeach, and therefore Tosus has no problem with the absence of Keren and Yisod, etc. If, on the other hand, Tosus never understood, he never accepted this principle that there's a Ritzpah with a Kiddush, the Kedushas Mizbeach, then why is Tosus asking this kasha on the Havamina? where the Gemara thought that even the Zrika could be done without a Mizbeach, Tosfos should have asked the Kasha on any of the Avodos. How can you do the Haktorah without a Mizbeach? Comes along the Brisker Rav and he wants to reinterpret the Tosfos. Kushas HaTosfos he came into Salkadaita. Now the Hamina was the Efshar Lizrok Ala Ritzpa Im Kain Lamai Hilchasa Keren Vribua Viesod Mizbeach Ma'akvim Kavon de Ritzvah Ksher Lizrika below Karen Ribu of Yisod and Ken Gamal Mizbeach Atzmo Tia Zrika Kshera Midin Kedushas Ritzvah. What I understand here, and tell me if you agree with me, is what I call Yesh Bechlal Masayim Mana, meaning if you have 200, then you certainly have 100. Meaning, if you have a Mizbeach, then you certainly have Kedushas Ritzvah. There's no reason to assume that a Mizbeach is mafkia, it undermines Kedusha's Ritzvah. I mean, you have the Kedusha's Ritzvah, you put the Mizbeach on the Ritzvah, the Ritzvah's Kedusha encompasses everything, including the Mizbeach itself. So now you have a Mizbeach that's pogum. But it still has Kedusha's Ritzvah. And therefore, Tosfos asks the following question. If you could do, and according to the Havamina, Zrika on the Ritzvah, that was the Hava, meaning you didn't need a Mizbeach for Zrika, then basically what you're telling me is you could accomplish all the Avodos without a Mizbeach. So why do we have Halacha that Karen Ribua V'Yesoda Ma'akvim? Let's say you're missing one of those three. I don't know why he drops Kevish here, one of those four. So the Mizbeach still has Kedusha's Ritzvah. You can't tell me that because you're lacking a Karen, so it's an incomplete Mizbeach, therefore the Kedushas Ritzvah dissipates into thin air. That's not so. Even if the Mizbeach wasn't there at all, you would have Kedushas Ritzvah. So now you're telling me you have Kedushas Ritzvah, therefore you could do all the Avodos. So to what extent, for what din, did we establish that you need these elements as Ma'akvim that are absolutely critical in the Mizbeach? Now I can understand, says the Brisker Rav, why this kash of Tosfos would not be a kash of Lamaskona. Once the Gemara says the name of Rava, Moder Rabbi Yehuda Bizrika, Vidabim, that you need a Mizbeach, now I have to ask myself the following question. Well, what are the barest minimum requirements, the dimension, not the dimensions, I should say, the elements that make up a Mizbeach? Give me A, B, C, and D. Now you've told me what is absolutely critical in the Mizbeach, and I have to know that. For what do I have to know that? For Zrikas Adamim. Because there's no Zrikas Adam on the Ritzpah. The Zrikas Adam has to be on the Mizbeach. There's a separate halacha in Zrika that the Zrika requires a Mizbeach. Without a Mizbeach, there's no Zrika. That's what Rav is Mechadish.
And without Zrika, there's no Heter the Basar, and there's no Kapara, so like, it's all...
Correct, and the carbon is possible, basically. Yeah?
I'm having a little bit of trouble, I guess just having an additional problem with the Tosfos to start with. During the time that, let's say, the Korbanot of Shlomo, there was a Mizbeach, and they just also made the Ritzvah with Kedusha to do Korbanot on the rest of the Ritzvah HaAzara.
Right.
So then there are Karnot, and there is a Ribua and Yesod. It's just a little bit further away. So I thought that was a din of some type of like a extension, right? And like you were saying, then the Zrikat Adam happens on a Mizbeach,
correct?
Too, right?
So do everything on the Ritzvah, but except for the Zrikat. The Zrikat has to be done on the
Mizbeach is involved,
right? And now we know why you need all those critical elements, because you can't implement the Zrikat without a Mizbeach, and therefore tell me what constitutes what qualifies as a Mizbeach.
Going back to the question originally, so why does Tosfos have a kasha?
Tosfos' kasha is because the Hava Mina was that even the Zrika could be done on the Ritzvah.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? That's where Rava came up with a bombastic revolution. Yeah. He says, no, Moda Rabbi Yehuda, that the Zrika requires a Mizbeh. But in the Hab meaning of the Gemara, even the Zrika doesn't require a Mizbeh. Right. It only requires the Kedushas Ritzbo Lim Mizbeh. Right. Fractosis, if that be the case, if that was the Hab meaning of the Gemara, how did you understand this price that delineates all the elements that are absolutely critical in the Mizbeh? Forget it. Let's say I don't have any of those elephants, zero. So I don't have a mizbeach. I can still do everything on the ritzvah. So why did you have to tell me what the critical elements of the mizbeach were? Oh, but l'maskana Tosfos has no problem, because the final conclusion is that for zrika I definitely need a mizbeach. There's no zrika without a mizbeach. Oh, if there's no zrika without a mizbeach, tell me, my friend, what are the elements that qualify for a mizbeach?
Review that. I think
it's a whole new pshat in Tosfos. One line in Tosfos.
What's the opinion of your dangerous? Smaller than
right.
What Rabbi Yehuda, wasn't he the Deah who said that it doesn't matter where on the Mizbeach? I think so, and that machloka there. He was the one who says, as long as the Dam got to the Mizbeach, and it was like the most Mekel Deah.
Right, but the Zrika has to be done on the Mizbeach, that's Maskana, so now I have to ask myself, well, what are the minimum requirements that make up Mizbeach? But in the Havamina, that even the Zrika could be done in the Ritzbah, so what relevance is it to tell me what are the critical elements in the Mizbeach? I don't even need a Mizbeach. I mean, he sharpens it a little bit more. He says that the Mizbeach is also in the Ritzbah's Azorah. Where is the Mizbeach? It's in the Azorah. So whatever Kedusha the Azorah has, that's going to be enough to set up all the avodas, including Zrika and the Havamina, and therefore who cares whether the Mizbeach is incomplete? It's totally irrelevant. Now this is what the Brisker Rav told his son, Rav Beryl Soloveitchik, and Rav Beryl was not happy. V'hikshah grid, and he said, the im zu kushas hatosvis, knows what's the halachic significance of telling me what elements of the mizbeach are critical? Ha'ika kamenaf kaminas bikuv zechado le'inyan mitzvah namuvchar. Okay, now it works like this. Shlomo HaMelech was in a bind. It wasn't a perfect, ideal situation. He ran out of space on the Mizbeach. So he's Mekadish the Azorah. But if all things are equal, the Gemara assumes that he would have done all the Avodas on the Mizbeach. So although the Mizbeach can be replaced, so to speak, in other words, even in the absence of the Mizbeach, we have Kedushas HaZorah, and we can do all the Avodos and the Habamin of the Gemara, even the Zrika. But nevertheless, I still have to know what is a Mizbeach, because in Chathchila, if there is a possibility of doing the Mizbeach, like the way Shmuel was describing the situation earlier, then where would Shlomo HaMelech have done the Zrika? He would have done it on the Mizbeach. Now again, even in the absence of the Mizbeach, you could do the Zrika according to the Havamina of the Gemara, but I still have to know what is Mizbeach. So Chathchila, he calls a mitzvah a mufchar, I can fulfill the mitzvah in its perfect way. And for that, I need a Mizbeach that's ma'akev, that you need Karen Yisov Ribua, and so forth. The Od Nafkamina. Now he goes on to second Nafkamina. The Tzach Shiyah V'Beis HaBachira Mizbeach V'Chelek Midin Tzuras HaBayis U'Binyono. Oh, beautiful. This, I think, is something that we discussed in a shiur by the Rav on Midas HaMizbeach. You remember that Rav Soloveitchik said that you have to be, in the Rambam, you have to be very careful, meticulous about the Midas HaMizbeach, not to be Mosif, not to be Gorea, not Midin Mizbeach, but Midin Tzuras HaMikdash, that the Mikdash itself needs a Mizbeach. So all the dinim of Beis HaMikdash now depend upon Mizbeach. So even though Enoch Inami, as far as the Avodas HaKorbanos are concerned, I can do all of them in the Havamina Gemara, including Zrika, without the Mizbeach, but nevertheless I have to know what is a Mizbeach, so the Beis HaMikdash has the status of the Beis HaMikdash. For example, let's say I want to set up a Bama, right? I can't set up a Bama as long as I have a Beis HaMikdash, but in order to have a Beis HaMikdash, I need what? A Mizbeach. So tell me, what is a Mizbeach? And if I'm lacking in one of these elements, then I don't have Mizbeach, and it's a fact if I don't have Mizbeach, I don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore there's no Isur Bamos. There may be other dinim. For example, a Beis HaMikdash has a certain Kedusha, it's Machayev in the mitzvah of Shmira, the Levim would divide up into two groups, there were the Meshorim and the Mesharim. The Mesharim would go around the Beis HaMikdash and protect it. There was a mitzvah of Kibud and covered Beis HaMikdash and Yiras Beis HaMikdash. So there are many dinim in Beis HaMikdash. For example, is machlokas about bikurim. It could be bikurim doesn't require hanoch al gabi mizbeach. All you have to do is bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, there are many dinim that are generated by Beis HaMikdash. So although as far as the haktara and the zrika for that matter in the Havamina, I don't need the mizbeach, but I need the mizbeach in order to generate Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. Beyond nafkamina, b'shilo v'no v'givon, shelo hoya kiddush ritzpah. He says that although Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadesh the Ritzpah in the Beis HaMikdash, but there was no Kiddush Ritzpah in Shiloh No V'Givon that came before. So therefore, if I want to do a Hakrava during all these major chunks of history, of Jewish history, let's say, for example, Shiloh, which was a long period of time, right, almost four centuries, say, how could I do without a Mizbeach? I don't have Kiddush Ritzpah. So these are the kashas of the brisk of Reberl Soloveitchik. Reberl Soloveitchik says that if Tosis is bothered by the irrelevancy of the requirements, the absolute critical requirements of the Mizbeach, because you can do all the Avodas HaKarbonos without a Mizbeach, then I have three reasons at least, and maybe a lot more, why it is very relevant to define the Mizbeach. First of all, because the Hatchil of all things are equal, where am I going to do the Avodos? Even if there is Kiddush Ritzpah, the Mizbeach, on the Mizbeach itself. So tell me what constitutes, what qualifies as a Mizbeach. Secondly, there's halacha of Beis HaMikdash, and that halacha of Beis HaMikdash is dependent upon a Mizbeach, so tell me what a Mizbeach is. And thirdly, there were chunks of Jewish history in which they were makriv karbonos in the Mishkan without Kiddush Ritzpah. Kiddush Ritzpah was a radical Kiddush of Shlomo HaMelech. That you could be Makadish the Ritzpah Sazorah as a replacement for a Mizbeach, for Haktoras HaKarbonos, but that was a historical period of time way beyond Shiloh and Nov and Givon. So how were they Makriv Karbonos for all those centuries in those places where they set up a Mishkan unless there was a Mizbeach? So tell me what a Mizbeach is. Now, once Reberl asked his father this question, and he was still unhappy with the Havamin of Tosfos, the Briska Rav added another question. You know, it was like adding fuel to the fire. And he says the following. There's a sugya back on Nuntesam in Beis, and the sugya says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who allows Haktorah on the Ritzbas Hazorah, and that's what Shlomo did, he was Mekadish the Hazorah, the Gemara says, "Lo mistaber de lishrei b'shosh hamizbeach pogu el b'shosh hamizbeach kosher." The Gemara seems to assume, at least the way Tosis interprets it, and if somebody has the time, I don't know if I'm going to do this now. Open up to Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis, and you'll see on Nun Tes Amid Beis a Tosis Dibra Maschil Ad Shalom. And that's a Tosis that begins actually on Daf Nuntes Amud Aleph. It's one of the world famous Ripley's, believe it or not, size of Tosis. It stretches on and on.
So that makes it easy?
Well, in this case, I don't think so. But in any event, Tosis has an interesting sheet in Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe at some point, you know, we'll have to analyze this. That even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadesh the Ritzpah HaZorah, he still needed the existence of the Mizbeach. In other words, basically, Kedushas HaZorah in and of itself doesn't include Kedushas Mizbeach. What you could do is, you could sort of combine two Kedushas. You have the Azara, which has its own level of Kedusha. It goes just this high. It doesn't include Avodas HaKarbonos. And then you have Kedushas Mizbeach. And now that you have both coexisting, Shlomo could now go one step further and he could sort of expand the Kedushas Mizbeach beyond the four Avos of the Mizbeach to include the entire Azara and Kedushas Mizbeach. But you had to have the Mizbeach. Now, if that be the case, then the entire Kasha Tosis falls out. Tosis says, why do we need to know what the four elements that that are absolutely indispensable in Mizbeach, if you can do all the haktaros and all the avodos and the hamin even zrika on the Ritzpah, the answer is that's only conditional if there's also what? A Mizbeach. Now, does the Ritzpah got that sanctity through a Maisa Kiddush that began with the Mizbeach and, so to speak, expanded beyond the Mizbeach? You know, it's like you throw a stone into the water and it makes ripples. So there's a ripple effect, according to Tosfos, from the Mizbeach, allowing you to expand that Kedusha to include the Azara, to include the Ritzvah Azara Faktaris HaKarbonos, but only if you have a Mizbeach. So therefore, what is Tosfos asking? Who cares about Keren, Yesod, and Ribua? The answer is I care about it, because otherwise I can't be Machter on the Ritzvah. Okay?
When the Mishkan was in Shiloh for 400 some odd years, wasn't there also the Mizbeach Shenachoshet physically on the...
From Moshe Rabbeinu?
From Moshe Rabbeinu. Wasn't it physically there?
Yeah, but the problem is going to be, that's what he says, that there was no Kiddush Ritzvah. So the only way you could be Makar V'Karba during that period of time, you have no choice but on the Mizbeach. And if that be the case, what constitutes a Mizbeach? What are the qualifications and the necessary elements that go up into Mizbeach? So Tosfos is not justified by saying, well, it's irrelevant, who cares? And the Brisker Rav is adding an even more fundamental question. Tosfos l'shitaso, that Kedushas Ritzvas Azora as a Kedushas Mizbeach is conditional on the Mizbeach, the existence of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda never went to, as far as to say that in the absence of the Mizbeach you could be Makadish the Ritzvah as a Mizbeach without a Mizbeach. So now tell me exactly what are the qualifications and the critical elements in Mizbeach.
When Shlomo did the Voda on the Ritzvah, did that include the Zricha, or he went and did the Zricha on the Mizbeach, but did all the...
Well, that depends on the Habmin of the Maskon. And it's according to the Habmin of the Gemara, he did even the Zricha on the Ritzvah Sazor. According to Maskon, no. Moder Rabbi Yehuda, Bidomin, that the Domin and the Zricha Sadom had to be done on the Mizbeach. And maybe, Don, what you're hinting at, you know, if I can sort of pull teeth here, is the next paragraph in the Brisker Rav. Because he says the following, the Kol Divrei HaTosfos Li'el, when Tosfos says above, on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, that there's no Kedushas Ritzvah unless there's a Mizbeach, that's only the Maskana, that after the Maskana said Gemara, that you need a Mizbeach for Zrikas Damim, then Tosfos says you cannot set up a Kedushas Ritzvah as a Mizbeach without the Mizbeach itself. Lefi zeh, ein din Mizbeach gomor ala Ritzvah, and since already you see that the Ritzvah is not complete, right? L'maskana, let's go over this one more time. L'maskana, the Gemara says that Ritzvah is fine, you can do Akhtaras HaKarbonos on the Eish, on the floor of the Azara, but the Zrika has to be done on the Mizbeach. So you see that the Ritzvah doesn't have a complete Kedushas Mizbeach. If it did, it would allow even the Zrika on the Ritzvah. But there's no Maskana, there's no Zrika on the Ritzvah. So now Tosfos says, well, you see that there's an incomplete Kedusha to the Ritzvah, and the proof is that there's no Zrika. Therefore, the incomplete Kedusha of the Ritzvah is just nothing but an expansion of the Mizbeach, and therefore it's contingent on the fact that you have a Mizbeach. Ulahachi mistaber dimiskadsho lahaktara rak b'deika mizbeach lezrika. That's what Tosfos means, that haktara, the burning of the karbanos, is only feasible on the Ritzvah if you have a mizbeach. Avol, but according to the Hava, meaning the Gemara, that what? That you could do even the zrika on the Ritzvah sa mizbeach, the Ritzvah Sazara, then the Ritzvah Sazara is an absolute full-fledged Kedushas Mizbeach, and you don't even need a Mizbeach, and it's not dependent, it's not conditioned, contingent on a Mizbeach, and it has a Kedusha of Mizbeach as such, meaning as a Ritzvah, even without a Mizbeach. So therefore, the last Kasha that we raised in the paragraph Od Hiksha Griz is not a Kasha. Don't ask me a question from Tosfos Li'el, because Tosfos Li'el is only the Maskanas HaGemara. Our Tosfos is going in the Havamin. In the Havamin, the Gemara, where you can do Zrika itself on the Ritzvah, then the Ritzvah has an independent Kiddush L'Mizbeach, even without the Mizbeach. And therefore, Tosfos asks, if that be the case, what relevancy is to tell me the critical elements of the Mizbeach. Okay. Now we go to Rav. So we said in the name of Rav, that was where we started today, Don. Rav says on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis that if you shechted a carbon at a time when the Mizbeach was pogum, then that carbon is completely possible.
Pogum means
that there's a piece missing from the Mizbeach. Again, exactly what that means is a shear unto itself, which I'm not yet prepared for. I've been trying to cook it up, and I thought I would give it today, but I love it back there. I didn't have enough time. It's a very complicated sugya, because it has to do with what's called avonim shlemos, which means that the stones of the Mizbeach have to be perfectly square without missing any pieces. And we have to figure out what that means. But be that as it may, there is something called the Mizbeach Shenifkav, and Rav says that all the kodshim, all the karbonos that you shechted at that moment in time when the Mizbeach was pogum, they're all possible. In other words, you can only do a shechita at a time when that shechita will culminate in the avodos of the Mizbeach. Let's call it Zrika al Gabi Mizbeach. But now that the Mizbeach is Nifkam, so then when you did the Shechita, there was no possibility of doing the Zrika, therefore the carbon is possible. And the Gemara asks the following question. We have another statement of Rav, which seems to indicate the exact opposite. And Rav says that if the Mizbeach HaZov is not in its place, it was removed from the Heikal, we can still be Maktir Victores in the place that was previously occupied, in that space that was previously occupied by the Mizbeach. So you see that even in the absence of Mizbeach, you could do the Avodah. So why are you telling me that if you shechted the carbon at the time that the Mizbeach was pogum, the carbon is possible? Why is it possible? I don't even need the Mizbeach. Because Rav himself is committed to the position that even in the absence of Mizbeach, you can use the space that was occupied by the Mizbeach, which is sanctified with Kedushas Mizbeach, for the Avodas HaKarbon. Now, Bishlema Itayma Derav Mishum Dichui. Okay, now there are two ways of learning Rav. Again, let's repeat. Rav says if you shechted a carbon and at that moment the Mizbeach was pogum, the carbon is possible. Two possibilities. One possibility is midin dichui. Dichui means that if you have a carbon that doesn't lend itself to a hakrova of a kashrus, that carbon becomes possible. Even if you fix up and rectify the situation. No, it's insolvable. How do you pronounce that word? Insoluble?
Insolvable.
Insolvable? You can't solve it. You can't save it. That's what I meant to say. Whatever. Insavable. That's called dichui.
You're reconciling it.
Okay, dichui. Oh. Now, the Gemara asks the kasha, but why is there dichui? But there's another way of learning Rav. And Rav is saying that there's a separate din that the shechitas hakarbon has to take place at a moment when you have a Mizbeach, meaning a Mizbeach kosher. So Bishlemi time the Rav Mishum Dichu, Maksha Shashap the Leka Dichu came in Amokum Royal Lizrok after the Leka Mizbeach. If we assume that Rav is predicated on the mechanism of Dichui, so the Gemara raises the following question, why is there Dichui? He could do the Zrika, even in the absence of a Mizbeach. Because Rav himself said that they could do the Aktoras Aktores, even in the absence of the Mizbeach HaZoh. Ah, but if we go to the second explanation of Rav, which many Rishonim seem to assume, that Rav is telling us that Ika Psul B'Shchita, it's a din in the Shchita itself. It's not a din in Dichui, in the Karbon, it's a din in the Shchita. That a Shchita at a moment of Nifgam HaMizbeach is a Shchita Psula. Is that my Kusha? Even though it's true, you could do the Avodas HaZrika, but there's a Tnai in Shechitas HaKodshim that you need a Mizbeach. And Rav is saying, if there's no Mizbeach because it was Pogum, the Shechita is a Shechita Psula. If that be the case, then even if there was a possibility of Zrika Saddam in the absence of the Mizbeach, nevertheless, the Shechita needs Mizbeach. No Mizbeach, no shechita. Right? No tiki, no washing, we used to say. Right? No. If there's no mizbeach, then there's no shechita. So what are you going to tell me? But he can do the zrika in the absence of the mizbeach. That's not going to solve the problem. You don't have a mizbeach, you don't have shechita. So Rebel says the following: Lamai the salkadai to glass shas the makom of mizbeach kosher lizrika salkadai the makom mizbeach kosher kim mizbeach chol davar lachein par. Interesting. So Rebel Soloveitchik wants to say the following: we're going now according to the Havamina. The Havamina in the Gemara was based on Rav's statement with regard to haktores in the absence of a mizbeach hazav, that there's a kedusha of Mizbeach that sets up a space, right, an area as a replacement for the Mizbeach l'chol davar, and the Havamina was even as far as Zrika is concerned. So now we have the following equation: that Makom HaMizbeach equals Mizbeach. In other words, even in the absence of the Mizbeach, the Makom HaMizbeach, the airspace that was occupied Mizbeach, equals Mizbeach for all the Avodas. Now if that be the case, then why does Rav say that in the absence of Mizbeach I can't shech the karmon? You're going to tell me there's a din that shechita needs Mizbeach, right? No Mizbeach, no shechita, as we said before. But here we do have a Mizbeach. Why? Because the space that's occupied by the Mizbeach is the Mizbeach. Very sharp svara of Rebel. Hiksha griz akati mai parach hashas. What is the Gemara asking? Holafi mashi kosva tosis liel. What's the Gemara's steer over here? Anyone wants to say that the Shechita should be okay? Why? Lo mistar there. Tosa says it doesn't make sense to be machshir the Ritzbah if you don't have a Mizbeach. The Ritzbah is an extension, as we said before, of Mizbeach, and it's contingent on the Mizbeach. Is benifka Mizbeach, then there's no possibility of being machtiv b'mkoma. And therefore, nifsal ha-kodshim. Try to understand this for Hiksha agrees. If everyone could... could sort of look inside, and maybe as a group effort, bless you, we'll figure this out. Again, my parach hashas, the Gemara sets up a stira between two statements of Rav. On the one hand, Rav allows the Torah without the Mizbeach. On the other hand, Rav says, if you did the Shechita without a Mizbeach, the Shechita is a Shechita psula. But Tosu says that you need, in order to be Mekadish the Ritzvah, you need the Mizbeach. And now there's no Mizbeach because the Mizbeach itself is Pagum. So what does Gemara mean? That now the Shechita could be a Shechita Kshera because of the airspace that was occupied by the Mizbeach. But Tosus says that airspace is only sanctified if you have a Mizbeach. And here we don't have a Mizbeach. So if Nifka Mizbeach, then there's no possibility of being Maktir Bimkoma. And therefore, the Shechita should be a Shechita Psula. Oh, Masha Ein Kein in the case of Haktoris. So how is that reconciled with Haktoris? In the case of Haktoris, no Mizbeach. I don't get it. I mean, the whole cache of the Gemara is built on the statement of Gidol Marav in the case of Haktoris. And there, Rav allowed you to be mocked in the Haktoris in the absence of Mizbeach. So obviously, you don't need the Mizbeach for that kedusha. Yeah, I'm just
going back to an earlier discussion. Did the Mizbeach acquire its kedusha from the kedusha on HaMakom and then it extended up to the Mizbeach? I mean, that's so even in the absence of the Mizbeach, the kedusha is still there. And the airspace can't be pagum. I mean, there's not going to be any.
You know, if you're talking about Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach as part of the Beis HaMikdash, then I agree with you. You know, there's such a thing called kedushas Makom. And maybe that Kedushas Makom would set up a Makom HaMizbeach. I don't know. You know, that's something to think about. But if you're talking about the Mizbeach per se, you know, you have to have a physical Mizbeach, and then you could sanctify the Mizbeach. But I'm just trying to figure out why the Brisker Rav has a problem with the Gemara's Kasha. You see, he says, Akati mai par chashas.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could understand those four words. Akati mai par chashas. He doesn't like the Gemara's Kasha.
The original question, why would the way we were saying that the Tosuk didn't really make any sense, because the next page of Gemara is going to say you have to have a mizbeach with criteria. So it doesn't. He's just repeating the question on the Havamina.
Well, no. Again, if we don't understand, says Tosis, how to reconcile the following two statements. On the one hand, you're telling me I don't need the mizbeach, and on the other hand, you're telling me all the criterion for the kashas of mizbeach. How do I reconcile those two? That was Tosis kasha. Tema. We have a whole list of absolutely critical elements that make up the Mizbeach. What do I need that for? Forget about that. You could be makriv without a Mizbeach. That's Tosis Kash. And the Havamina, we thought you could be makriv even as far as Zrika is concerned. So you can do the whole kit and caboodle from A to Z, even in the absence of the Mizbeach. So why do I need to know what the Mizbeach is? And that's where Abel asked them, I have three nafkaminas for the Mizbeach. But now he's honed in now on the Gemara's stira. The Gemara raises a stira. How could it be that Rav, on the other hand, allows haktoras, haktoras without a mizbeach, and on the other hand, if you shechted a karbon without the mizbeach, the shechita is a shechita psula? What? You can do the avoda even in the absence of a mizbeach. So who cares if nifkam a mizbeach? So the Brisker Rav has some problem, some objection with that stira, with that kasha. What bothers the Gemara? Kati, my parach hashas. That's, I'm trying to understand that the Brisker Rav, for some reason, doesn't appreciate the kasha of the Gemara. He thinks that the Gemara has no kasha, no leg to stand on. Why? Because Tosa says that you can only be machshir, the ritzpah, if you have the mizbeach. And therefore, in the case of Nifgam HaMizbeach, maybe Tosis means... I don't know. I'm going to say something that's probably absolutely stupid, but it's probably not the only thing I said that was stupid. maybe Tosis understands that even in the absence of the Mizbeach HaZav, but there's still a Mizbeach HaChitzoni, the Mizbeach HaOla on the outside, because again, Tosis is assuming that there's no Kedushas Makom HaMizbeach without the Mizbeach itself. So I was bothered because the Gemara says that you can be Makter the Ketores without the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Maybe he means because you have the Mizbeach HaChitzoni. I don't know, that's probably not right what I just said. But let's see, maybe from the teretz that he gives, we can work backwards. V'tiretz l'fi dvarav hanal d'lo kosru ha-tosis kein el l'maskan. When Tosis assumes that you need the mizbeach in order to be mekadesh the ritzpah, that's only l'maskana after we've established that the ritzpah itself is not good enough for zrikas hadam. Yeah. Aval l'fi asal kedayt, now the Gemara is holding that the Ritzvah has a Kiddush Gomor, a complete Kiddush, that encompasses even Zrika, and therefore, even if the Mizbeach is Pogum, the Ritzvah itself gives it a Kiddushas Mizbeach. He calls it a Din Mizbeach Alei. Ulahachi Park, the Gemara asks, therefore, since he can be Zorik the Dam on the Ritzvah, it has the status of a Mizbeach, even in the absence of a physical Mizbeach, is therefore, why should shechting such a carbon be possible in the case of Nifkam Mizbeach? We really have a Mizbeach. Ubir Dvarov, Dilafumai, the Salkedait, the Ritzpah, Ksheril is Rika, in Kay Yesh, the Ritzpah, Kedushas Mizbeach. I would add the word Kedusha Gemura. That's a complete, total, all encompassing Kedusha. And therefore, we have an absolute identity between Ritzpah and Mizbeach. And the Ritzvah is now going to replace the Mizbeach a full 1,000%. And therefore, the Kedushas Ritzvah, insofar as it replaces the Mizbeach, doesn't depend upon the Mizbeach. Aval maskana, that the Kiddush of the Ritzvah was only a partial Kiddush, it's not really a replacement for the Mizbeach. Haraya, although you can do the Akhtar, you can't do the Zrika Saddam, is then you need a Mizbeach in order to be Machshir the Ritzvah. And So now we had halacha. You remember the no tiki, no washing, right? If there's no mizbeach, there's no shechita. So now the Gemara asks a very basic question here. If in the Hava Mina we think that there is a mizbeach, why is there a mizbeach? Because the Ritzma replaced the mizbeach. So then, in that case, what's the problem with your shechita? Lamaskana, that even Rav agrees that you have to, for Zrika, you have to have a mizbeach. That means the kedushas haritzva is an incomplete kedusha. You must have a mizbeach for that kedusha. Now you have a pogum, a pegima on the mizbeach. Therefore, the shechita is a shechita psula. And now the maskana was saying heksher shechita toli bekedushas mizbeach, and the kedushas mizbeach in turn is dependent upon a mizbeach kosher. And the Azor itself, as far as its Kiddush L'Mizbeach, depends upon a Mizbeach Kosher. Because the Kiddushas Azor itself, independently, is not sufficient, it's not complete. Horaya, you can't do the Zrika on the Ritzvah. Ismail L'Maskona L'Onis Kachel B'Ikam Mizbeach. So L'Maskona, that you need a Mizbeach for Zrika, means that the Kiddush of the Ritzvah is an incomplete Kiddush. And if that be the case, you don't have a full-fledged Kedushas Mizbeach unless you have a Mizbeach. And therefore, Rav makes a lot of sense when he says that Vyeshechta the Karman and the Mizbeach is Pogum, that Shechita is a Shechita Psula, because the equation is Mizbeach, Shechita. If there is Mizbeach, then there is Shechita. If there's no Mizbeach, there's no Shechita. What was the happening in the Gemara that you can even do the Zrika on the Ritzpah? Kevon, She'ein lo keren ribu avi yisod v'kol hanath ma'akvim. And therefore there's no Kedushas Ritzpah for Zrika. You'll ask me, so that cash is only a cash on the Havam, you know? Mishum del maskona, ein ala Ritzpah Kedushas Mizbeach lo neskach el laktara. And if that be the case, I certainly need Keren Ribua V'Yisod, because otherwise the Ritzvah itself has no Kedusha. The Ritzvah's Kedusha is totally contingent upon the Mizbeach. So now I need all the critical elements of Mizbeach. But in the Hamabina, that the Gemara thought that Ritzvah has an independent and total Kedusha, even as far as Rika. So Tos says, if that be the case, then you can replace the Mizbeach with a Ritzvah's Hazor. And I don't need all these qualifications for Mizbeach. Now, is that going to answer the kashas of Rebero? He says, Lefi zelo kasha masha hiksha grid, deika kamenaf kaminis ba med, de beina Mizbeach karen yisod viribua, de kushta tos la hois lamainaf kamina bi kuvan, kamen Mizbeach, ha Mizbeach kasha mi din ritzpa, elo de hikshu heich ritzpa ksheril izrika, below karen yisod viribua. Wow. Okay, Rebbe, so let me give... Can you give me 5 minutes to... Because now I think the pieces of the puzzle are fitting together. Our goal is to understand the Kashya of Tosfos as an objection to the Halamina, which assumed that you could even do the Zrika on the Ritzvah Sazora, and to explain why that Kashya falls off Lamaskana after the Gemara rejects and removes and rescinds its original position, and Lamaskoda, you cannot do the Zrika on the Ritzvah Sazor. And it works like this. Yesh Lachko. What's the status of Ritzvah Samizbeach? Is it A or B? Is it A, an exact duplicate and replacement for the Mizbeach, L'chol Dinim, and it has the Kedushas Mizbeach even in the absence of the physical Mizbeach, or no? It's an incomplete Kedusha. Two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, do you need the Mizbeach in order to be the Kaddish the Azorah, the Ritzvah Azorah? And the answer is, well, if the Kedushas Azorah can exist independent of the Mizbeach as a full-fledged Kedusha, then I don't need the Mizbeach. If, on the other hand, the Kedusha of the Ritzvah Azorah is only an incomplete, it's a shadow image of the Kedushas HaMizbeach, then I need the Mizbeach, and then from the Mizbeach I can expand. And for the purpose of Haktorah, as Shlomo Melch did in his time, I can be Makter Al-Gabi Ritzpas Azorah, because I sanctified the Azorah as a result of the Mizbeach. That's one nafkamina. Again, do you need the mizbeach or do you not? The second afkamino is going to be the following. Is there any point to telling me that without A, B, C, or D, you know, without the keren, the mizbeach is possible? And the answer is the following: that in the Havamina of the Gemara, that even Zrika could be performed on the Ritzpas Azora without a Mizbeach. That means that the Azora now gets the Kedushas Mizbeach as an absolute replacement for the Mizbeach, an independent, full-fledged Kedushas Mizbeach. Then Enochinami, it's totally irrelevant to tell me about the elements that are likuva, that are ma'akiv in the mizbeach. But la maskana, that you cannot do the zrika on the ritzvah sazor, it means the ritzvah sazor is an incomplete kedusha, then that kedusha depends on what? Mizbeach. On mizbeach. And now I have to know exactly what qualifies the mizbeach. So here's the deal now. What was Tosus bothered by? Tosus was bothered by the following. How could it be in the Havamina that you could possibly do Zrika on the Ritzvah Sazara? After all, you need a Mizbeach. Just 1 second. Kushas Atosis, Lohoysa Lamai Nafkimina Libikuvan. Came in the Mizbeach kosher midin Ritzpah, el hikshu hech Ritzpah k'sheril izrika, below Karen Yisod v'ribua. Go ahead. Sorry. It's all in the last three lines here on the bottom right column on page Ayin Gimel. The last three lines. The Kush said Tosla Haisel of my Nafkimina. Tosus wasn't asking what are the Nafkiminas of the critical elements of the Mizbeach. The Beryl has already proven that there are many Nafkiminas. Elahikshu, what was Tosus's Kasha? Eich Ritzbuk Shera Lizrika below Karen Yisod Vribua. I don't get it. Why is that a Kasha? Let me just go back one more minute to the previous paragraph. V'nira d'lefi zeh, yesh lefayish kushas hatosus b'sugyan kipashta, heich k'shera ritzpo lizrok oleha, keiman di ein lo keren v'ribu av yisod v'chol chadat ma'achvim. Maskona ein ala ritzpo k'dushin zeh, lans kashin k'dor lezeh, lo b'inon, like this, like Kedushas Mizbeach, the Atzmo, Ksher Apulekam Mizbeach, Hikshu Betosus, Habi Inon Karen, Vyasod Vribua. That you need Karen Yisod Vribua, and now you're telling me that the Ritzpas Azora is going to replace the Mizbeach. Torbos, I'm going to have to let you go because it's getting late. I'm going to work on this myself until my Chumash class. If anybody has pshat, let me know. Because this would be very cool if we made sense out of this.
Chumash at 11?
Yes. Sure. Just to clarify the point of confusion that are up to, if you take a look back in the paragraph with beer, and you look at line 4, he says, Aval ritzbosh and iskacha v'ketushas mizbech lo boy l'chol elu. He's talking about all these requirements of mizbech, like ribua, yisod, and keren. According to the Havamina, that even zrika could be done on the Ritzvah, means the Ritzvah has a full-fledged Kedushas Mizbeach and it replaces the Mizbeach itself as a physical entity, is lo boy l'chol elu. So if that be the case, then what's Tosus Kasha? Heich Ritzvah k'sheru l'zrika below Karen Yisod v'ribua? The answer is that Ritzva replaces the Mizbeach. So Keren, Yesod, and Ribur are only conditions in the Mizbeach itself. But now we're saying that Ritzva in the Habmi, the Gemara, replaces the Mizbeach. Call it a Kedushas Mokom, call it a Kedushas Avir, whatever you want to call it, but it's Lo Boy Kael Eilis. So why is Tosis bothered by Keren, Yesod, and Ribur? So that's the point that I got up to here at the end of paragraph Lefi. I glanced superficially at the next paragraph, Achiesh Lahakshos, and my impression is that he's not addressing or embellishing, clarifying this last point that he made. He's going to go into a whole discussion here about Kiddush David and Keneged HaYesod and Gag and so forth, which is a sugya unto itself. But as far as just the simple, straightforward understanding of the Kasha of Tosis, I still don't have it. Only possible light at the end of the tunnel for me personally, on a subjective level, is maybe what Tosis means is that these requirements of Keren, Ribu, and Yesod, or at least Keren and Yesod, I'm not sure about Ribua just now, have something to do with the Avod itself, that the Avod has to be on Keren, the Avod has to be on Yesod, and therefore we need Zrika Keneged HaYesod, we need Zrika on the Keren, and so forth and so on. Therefore, even if you'll tell me that there's a Kiddush of the Ritzba as a kind of Kiddushas Mizbeach to replace the Mizbeach, but nevertheless, there's certain things that are Ma'akiv in Kiddushas Mizbeach. And they set up the avod on the Mizbeach. And those elements that are Ma'akiv in Kedushas Mizbeach should be Ma'akiv even in the replacement for Kedushas Mizbeach. In other words, it's not that we define these elements by their physical, material, limited objects in the universe. You know, you need Keren, you need a Sod, you need Ribur. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is that these are elements in Kedushas Mizbeach that reflect the nature of the Mizbeach and the Avodas on the Mizbeach, and those are all lacking and absent in the case of Ritzpah. The Ritzpah simply cannot be Niskadsha B'Kedushas Mizbeach if Kedushas Mizbeach itself is contingent upon these elements, and these elements are absolutely lacking in Ritzpah. So it's not the way I wanted to say it, that simply there's a new magical halacha that the airspace that was occupied the Mizbeach now has the din of Mizbeach, but rather that the Ritzpah itself becomes a Mizbeach, but only if it has all the elements that are critical in Kedushas Mizbeach. And since it's lacking in these elements, Tosa says, how is there a Havamina that you could possibly do Zrika without a Yesod, without a Keren, without Ribua? There's no Kedushas Mizbeach here. And that's what was bothering Tosa. That's the best I can do. Adayin Tzarech Iyun, it still needs clarification.